Hello, welcome to the subject today of Line of Judah Online. The subject is called The New Identity in Christ Jesus. We're doing part two from the eight-part series, and the topic today is In Christ, the Understanding and Reality. When you understand who you are in Christ Jesus, your thinking of, and what you believe, your speech and your actions will all be affected in a whole new level. Let us go to the first point. When are you in Christ Jesus? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ." When are you in Christ Jesus? The very moment that you are born again and you confess the prayer of salvation, that is the time that you're in Christ Jesus. You don't have to wait for your salvation. The very moment you pray and confess Jesus Christ as Lord, that is the time the Holy Spirit converts you into a child of God. Let's go to the next point. Who is in Christ Jesus? We turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, and it says, reading from verse 10, "that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in all things in Christ, both which is in heaven and which is on the earth, in him." This scripture tells us who is in Christ Jesus, that is, people in heaven and people on the earth. Let's go to the next point now. In Christ, you are what? You are saved. Why? Because you confess Jesus as your Lord. To find this answer of this point, we go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, and it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, or the spirit, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Anybody who has confessed Romans 10, 9 and 10 are saved. You are in Christ and you are saved. Let us go to the next point now. In Christ you are healed. Why? Because Jesus went to the cross and bore the curse of the law and destroyed the power of sickness and disease. By his stripes we are healed. In Isaiah chapter 53 verses 4 and 5 we read, "Surely he has borne our griefs," or diseases, "and carried our sorrows," that is pains, "yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." In Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, it reads, "that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it reads, "who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree," or the cross, "that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." In Christ you are and were healed. Let's go to the next point now. In Christ you are what? Delivered. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 says, "he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear Son of his love." Luke chapter 4 verse 18, "the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised." Through Christ Jesus, you are delivered from the power of darkness. You are delivered from spiritual oppression by Satan. Let us go to the next point. In Christ, you have God inside you. Why? Jesus had the Father in him, and if you are in Christ, then the Father is also in you. John chapter 14 verse 10 reads, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me," or lives in me, "does these works." In this scripture, Jesus is saying, the Father is in me and I am in the Father. So if Christ is in us, which he is, then the Father also is through Christ in us as well. Let's go to the next point. In Christ you are joint heirs. Why? You became one spirit with Jesus, and you are in him and he is in you because you received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. When we go to John chapter 15 verse 7, it says, "if you abide," or "if you live in me and my words live in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." The next point, in Christ you are holy and without blame. Why? In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 we read, "just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You are holy and without blame in Christ. You are no longer an old sinner saved by grace. You cannot be both at the same time. You cannot be a sinner and the righteousness of God at the same time. You are the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus. God has accepted you because of his Son, and you are his very own. Awake to the righteousness and not to sin. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. Sin has no dominion over a born-again believer. We read this in James chapter 4, verse 7. Reading from verse 7, submit yourselves, be therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. The devil or Satan has no authority over a born-again believer unless the born-again believer gives him that authority. Many people, when they get born again, they're in the process of converting their thinking or their mind to the ways and thoughts of God. This takes time. But during that period of time, Satan still may have access to a number of areas in a person's life. But as a person grows in the Word of God and grows in their authority and knowing who they are in Christ, that dominion from Satan on a person's life starts to drop down more and more and more. In other words, the influence is reduced as the child of God grows into spiritual maturity and enforces God's word with that authority that Christ gives him or her. That concludes today's topic. The next topic coming up will be In Christ You Have Obtained Inheritance, and that will be in part 3 of the 8-part series. I want to thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the message, and God bless.